Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Focus Forward. Today we're diving into something super powerful, something that can truly change your life. Self-compassion. Ever felt like you were constantly beating yourself up? Like you just weren't good enough, smart enough, or fast enough? You know that feeling when you trip and fall, and instead of dusting yourself off, you berate yourself for even trying in the first place? Yeah, me too. But here's the thing. Self-compassion isn't about letting yourself off the hook. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a good friend going through a tough time. It's easy to get caught up in the whirlwind of daily life, juggling responsibilities, chasing deadlines, and comparing ourselves to others. But when we constantly criticize ourselves, we create this inner critic that can be incredibly destructive. We start believing those negative voices, which can lead to anxiety, depression, and even physical health problems. Think about it. Would you talk to your best friend the way you sometimes talk to yourself? Probably not. So why do we treat ourselves so harshly? Self-compassion is about recognizing that everyone makes mistakes, that life is a journey with ups and downs, and that setbacks are inevitable. It's about accepting our imperfections without judgment and treating ourselves with kindness, even when we fall short of our own expectations. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate more self-compassion in your life. 1. Notice your inner critic. The first step is becoming aware of those negative thoughts swirling around in your head. Pay attention to the language you use with yourself. Is it critical, harsh, or judgmental? Once you identify these patterns, you can start to challenge them. 2. Practice mindfulness. Take a moment each day to simply breathe and be present. Notice your thoughts and feelings without getting caught up in them. This helps create space between your experiences and your reactions, allowing for more mindful choices. Think of it like this. Mindfulness is like hitting the pause button on that inner critic. 3. Treat yourself with kindness. Talk to yourself with the same compassion and understanding you would offer a loved one. When you make a mistake, acknowledge it without dwelling on it. Remember, everyone stumbles. It's how we get back up that matters. Imagine offering yourself a warm hug and a cup of tea when you're feeling down. That's self-compassion in action. 4. Cultivate gratitude. Focusing on the positive aspects of your life can shift your perspective and reduce negativity. Take time each day to appreciate the good things, big or small. It could be anything from a beautiful sunset to a delicious meal to a supportive friend. Remember, gratitude is like a magnet. It attracts more positivity into your life. 5. Connect with others. Building strong relationships with others provides support and reminds us that we're not alone in our struggles. Share your experiences with trusted friends or family members, and don't be afraid to ask for help when you need it. Ever feel like you're constantly running on a hamster wheel? You're working hard, striving for success, but somehow always feeling drained and unsatisfied? Imagine this. You're at work, facing a challenging project deadline. Instead of spiraling into stress and anxiety, you take a deep breath, acknowledge the pressure, and remind yourself that it's okay to feel overwhelmed. You allow yourself a few moments of self-compassion, maybe even stepping away for a quick walk to clear your head. When you return, you approach the task with renewed focus and energy, knowing that you're capable and resilient. See the difference? That's the power of self-compassion. It doesn't mean giving up. It means showing up for yourself even when things get tough. So remember, self-compassion isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. It's about treating yourself with kindness and understanding, acknowledging your strengths and weaknesses, and embracing the journey with all its ups and downs. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some ways you practice self-compassion in your daily life? Share your thoughts and experiences in the comments below. Let's create a supportive community where we can lift each other up. And don't forget to subscribe to Focus Forward for more insightful conversations on executive function and emotional mastery. Until next time, keep striving, keep growing, and most importantly, keep being kind to yourselves.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.